Tana. Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay. We learned the Gemara on Bezim and Al Bezim and Bez. And Rav Papa made a comment. Rav Papa's comment was... Rav Papa's comment was towards the top, the fourth wide line. Rav Papa said there are certain toldos that are like the avos and certain ones that are not. And Rashi said that meant that if they're not like the av, that means they don't have to pay at all. That's the way Rashi said. However, what did the Rif say? The Rif said different shot. The Rif said that they have different dinim. So Rav Papa, the famous Amira, made a comment four lines from the top of Beis and Mebeis that some told us are like their avos and some are dissimilar. So Rashi said that, I mean, if they're dissimilar, then you wouldn't have to pay any money if you mazik someone. According to the Rif, they're dissimilar in dinim, that the dinim are different from one another, that the told us will have different dinim than the avos. Maybe they'll be chayiv or shesarabim. Maybe they'll be putter. So I want you to get that. It's very critical. And if you have time, please start. Make sure you know that first blot well. So where we left off, we want to pick it up. I want to pick it up from eight lines from the bottom of the yomid on Bezim and Beis. Everyone got it? The Gemara says, Ella told Hosein Lav Kiyotz Ben Demar of Papa Ahai. That statement of told Hosein that are dissimilar to their others, which ones was Rav Papa going on? Ahai. Ilema, which means, shall we say, Ilema Ahani, shall we say it's referring to what? Which ones is it referring to? Ilema Ahani. Which ones is it saying that the toldos are dissimilar to the others? Okay? So the Gemara says, which one is it referring to? Somewhere it says Ahani. Maybe it's referring to the toldos of Karen, which we just got through saying that the toldos of Karen are pushing, biting, you know, Ravitza sprawling down, Be'ita kicking. Maybe it's these toldos that are dissimilar to their avos. Says the Gemara, Ahai, which ones? Ile Mahani, maybe it's on these. The Gemara says it cannot be. Maishna Karen, the Kavanasa Lahazik, Umamoncho Shmirasan Alecha, it cannot be those. Why can't it be those? Because why? What's the element of the av? It has kavana to damage. It's your money. And what else? You have an obligation to what? To guard it. So hani, these told us also, they have kavana lahazik mono shmiras alecha. So is that dissimilar or similar? Which one is it? Similar. So it can't be the told us of Karen. Now I want you to get this down. We learned, we spent, I believe there was the first day of Shir this year, what the Isser to be Mazik was. And we quoted that Rav Baruch Ber, the great Gaon, said in the name of Reb Chaim, Rav Baruch Ber Leibovitz, who's a Talmud of Reb Chaim, the Rav's grandfather, quotes Reb Chaim in his Sefer Birka Shmuel, that the Makor to be Usser to damage someone is from the fact you got to pay money. Why would Hashem make you to pay for something unless it was Usser to do? You remember that? That was the quote that Reb Chaim was quoted as saying. Is that correct? That quote of Reb Chaim is difficult with this Gemara we just learned, that last line. Because what does the Gemara say? What is Shmiras and Alecha? That was in the Mishnah. That's part of the Tzadah Shavah that we had in the Mishnah. What's a Tzadah Shavah? The common thread of all the Avos Nezikin. So if it's a common thread of all the Avos Nezikin, it's clear in the Gemara. Before we know anything about Tashlumin, you know nothing about Tashlumin. Maybe you don't have to pay a penny for what you did. It says we have a Chiyuv Shmira. Why is there a Chiyuv Shmira? Because it's Usher to damage. The Chiyuv Shmira comes from what? An Usher to damage. Please get this down. Has nothing to do with a payment. This line is against Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said the whole Usher to damage from the fact that Hashem makes it pay for what you did. We're not talking about payment. We are not talking about payment. There is no payment. There is no payment. We don't know anything about payment now. We don't know anything about payment. Right? What did Rashi say if it's dissimilar? The told us to the others. What did Rashi say? Excellent, Gabriel. You don't have to pay a penny. If you don't have to pay a penny, why is there a shmira? We're trying to look for who are the what? Who are the toldos that are dissimilar to the rabbis? And what does it mean they're dissimilar, Donnie? You don't have to pay a penny. If you don't have to pay a penny, Lamaisa, the Gemara says, oh, there's a chiyuv shmira. There's a chiyuv shmira. Meaning the Gemara is saying there's a chiyuv shmira because there's an isser to be mazik, but it has nothing to do with tashlumen. So I want to suggest the following, says the Dvar Yaakov. That Reb Chaim would answer our kash and say it's going like the Rif. He learns like the Rif. How did the Rif learn? Howard told us to similar to Avos. That their dinim are different, but no doubt you're going to have to what? No doubt you're going to have to pay. The Gemara knew you're going to have to pay. So Reb Chaim would respond that this Gemara you can learn according to the Rif, and I'm learning the Gemara like the Rif. Whereas according to Rashi, it's pretty difficult because we're dealing with situations that you would not have to pay at all. The notion of Tashlum is not on the table. Why is it not on the table, Tzvi? Because told us are dissimilar to Avos. Benji, why? Because, what did Rashi say? Because you don't have to pay anything. What does Toldos say Lav Ki Yotze Ben mean? The Toldos are not like Avos. Rashi says you won't have to pay a penny. What did the Rif say? You'll have to pay, but the dinim might be different. What do I mean by the dinim? If you're Sarabi, maybe you'll be Potter. So Reb Chaim would say, don't bother me with this kasha. That's only a kasha according to Rashi. But if you learn that the Rif, it's not a problem. Okay, please get that down. So let's continue now in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ella, so it can't be Karen. Ella told us the Karen to Karen. Exactly what we just said. The told us of Karen are exactly like Karen. They are similar, not dissimilar. V'chi kamara papa, ashen v'regel. Ah. So Rapapa, when he made his comment that told us are dissimilar to us, what she was referring to? Shane and Regal. But before you talk about the dissimilarities, you got to know what the toldos are. And that's what the Gemara embarks upon first. Where is Shane and Regal in the Chumash first? Before you even get to the toldos, you got to know the Ovis. Shane and Regal, Hechik Sivi. Where are Shane and Regal written in the Torah? Disanya says in Breisel, let's all follow along. The Shilach, Zeha Regal, says a Pasuk in Chumash, Perak what? Chav Beis Pasuk Dalet, Sefer Shmos, Parshas Mishpatim, Perak Chav Beis Pasuk Dalet. It says Veshilach Zeha Regel. It says Vechiyavrish Sado Acher Meshilach Asbiro Ubir Bisteacher Meitav Sadeu Meitav Karmi Yisholeim Disani Meshilach Zeha Regel Vechenu Omer. What's Vechenu Omer? And there's a similar Pasuk where in Navi. Where's the Navi in Yeshaya Meshache Regel Ashur Vachamor? What's the category there? Yeshaya Navi says to the Jews, if you guys give stock and are good guys, Hashem will give you a lot of good finances. You'll have so much finances, you have to send the shore out to harvest. You'll have to send the donkey out to get the stuff. You'll have a lot of good stuff, bounty. But what do you see from the Navi Yeshaya? Meshalche Regel. What does the word Meshalech mean? It means regel. So you see, Yeshaya Navi describes what a pasuk means in Chumash. You can't skim guys a brisa. You read a brisa, but quotes a pasuk in Chumash, and then the Navi describes how to teach it. I'm going to give you an example of this. I remember Rav Shechter said from the Rav. Rav Shechter said from the Rav Zatzal, I want you to get this. The Rambam writes Zachar v'Shomer. What does Zachar mean? The Rambam writes there's two mitzvahs of Zachar on Shabbos, Kiddush and Havdalah. Kiddush and Havdalah. And then he writes, Yeshaya Navi also taught me what Zachar meant. You know what Zachar also includes? Kibud va'onik. That's an example of the Navi touching a pasuk in Chumash. That's exactly what's happening here. The Navi's touching that Sheshilach means regel. What does Kibud the Gon says? The Vilna Gon? All the things you do Erev Shabbos. What is Onik? All the things you do on Shabbos. That's what Zachar means. He teaches, the Navi teaches what Zachar meant. In a similar vein, the Navi's teaching. Teaching is a translation. Yiddish means translate. So that's the first part of the brisa. Number two, Ubir. What's Ubir? Pasuk in Chumash? From Mishpatim. Zu Hashem. How do I know that, Tzvi? Vechenu Omer Kashi Yavair HaGalal Atumo. Again, what's the Navi talking about? Malachim Aleph. Achia the Navi was given a Navi by the Abishter to tell Yeravam's wife that her husband, Yeravam, is what family's going to get wiped out like a dog laps up the food after it eats. They'll be totally consumed. says Kashir Chinuam Kashir Yavara Galal Ad Tumo till the end. Rashi touches the word Galal Tupshatim. Shane, that Galal either means a tooth, because your tooth sometimes is revealed when you open your mouth, sometimes it's closed, sometimes it's concealed when you close your mouth. That was the first shot. What's the second shot of Rashi? It means galal, dung, or excrement. That when you eat food, you chop it up in your mouth with your tooth, and you digest it, and then you defecate. So it also relates indirectly to shame. Okay? So we see Beferish, that's the Tupshat Marashi on the top. So you see Beferish that the Navi describes what Shilach is. It means regel. Shame means what? Beer means shame. So that's where we introduce it in the Torah. The Brisa says that's where Shane and Regal are in Mishpatim, with the help of the Navi, describing what it's all about. Okay, good. Let's take it a step further now. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, what's Amar Mar? The Brisa stated above. V'shilach zu haRegel, v'chein hu amar v'shalchei Regal ashur v'chamor. Let's get it. Quote of the Brisa, period. Time of the custom. Let's see, guys. Time in the cause of Rachman Meshalchei Regel Ashur Bechamor. The reason, because the Torah wrote Meshalchei Regel Ashur Bechamor, not the Torah, but here it means the Navi, but it's all from Hashem. Time in the cause of Rachman Meshalchei Regel Ashur Bechamor. Halav Hachi. What's Halav Hachi? If the Navi would not have written that, B'mai Mukmisla, what would you have established the pasuk talking about? B'mai Mukmisla, what would you have established the pasuk talking about? The Shilach in Mishpatim. If you didn't have the Navi helping you out, Dani and Tamiz Regal, what would you have said it was? So the Gemara says, E, Karen, Ksiv. If it's Karen, I already know. What do you mean I already know? I already know the Chigil of Shur Ish. I already know the Pusik for what? For Karen. So it can't be Karen. It cannot be Karen. You got that? Is that clear? So it can't be Karen. Seems from the presentation of the Brisa that what? The Navi is quintessential. You know what quintessential means? It's essential. Without having the Navi, we would not know Rego meant what? Shilach. So what else would it mean? It can't mean Karen, because I already know Karen. How do I know Karen? Because it says already the Chigof, we learn on Beis Veis Shorish. Clear? Gabriel, clear? Okay, I want you to get this now. Guys, focus. Okay? Rebbe Kiveger, the first Rebbe Kiveger there. You got it? Gilyon HaShas. You know who wrote the Gilyon HaShas? Rebbe Kiveger. Rebbe Kiveger has a kash on this. Okay? Svi, read the first Rebbe Kiveger. Gilyon HaShas, go ahead. The Chatsu is Kaspo.
The Chatsu is Kaspo, which is Rabbim. Okay, Aisra Yachsun, the Rishinan, the Kamat, and Dorman Aleph.
I think he says that's a mistake there, no? You see that in your goes to Tziyunim? Yeah, it's Chavav. It's not Nunvav. Should be Chavav. You see that? Fix it to Chavav. Rabbi Kiveger writes very cryptically. Let's get the Kasha. I want you guys to get this clear. He's bothered by this line of the Gemara. What is he bothered by this line of the Gemara? The Gemara had said what, Donnie? If it wasn't for the Navi to tell me Shilach meant Regel, what would I think it meant? Karen. Karen, the Gemara says, Karen already know. Says Rebbe Kiveger, it's not true. I'll tell you why I would need it for Karen. Because maybe there are two tracks of Karen. What are the two tracks of Karen? One, when you damage Bersus HaNizik. What does Bersus HaNizik mean? In the domain of who? In the domain of the damagee. You went into his, your shore went into his property and damaged. And then what's the other situation? Rishus HaRabim. Correct. So maybe you need two tracks. You need two different psukim. You need the Chiyigof to tell me one din. And you need the other pasuk to tell me what? What's the other pasuk to tell me? To tell me one is what going in Rishus HaNizik. And one tells me Rishus HaRabim. Correct. Okay? We got this? So therefore it's a great kasha. Why does the Gemara say, oh, Karen already have it? Maybe I don't already have it. Maybe there are two tracks in Karen. I need Rosh Hashanah, and I also need what? I also need what? Shusarabim. The din is the same. You're Chayiv Lamaisa. Chatzin Nezek Karen in both. Halach Lamaisa. So it could be, and this is the Kasha. And this is what I want you to bring out. There is a Shita that tells me, Reb Tarfon, Reb Tarfon is of the opinion that when you go into Rosh Hashanah Nezik, you chayav how much? Nezik Sholim. When you go to Rosh Hashanah Rabbi, you chayav only Chatzin Nezik for Karen. We don't accept Reb Tarfon. What do we say? We say chayav Chatzin Nezik no matter what. No matter where you did it. Whether it's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbi or in Rosh Hashanah Nezik. You got me? We follow it to Chum against Reb Tarfon. I want you to get this. But Rebbe Kivega is suggesting, well, you know what? Maybe that's not the case. Maybe we hold like who? Maybe we should hold like Reb Tarfon. You need one pasuk to tell me that you're chayav chatzin nezek where? In Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And you're chayav where? You're chayav nezek sholim Rosh Hashanah Nezek. Maybe that's exactly why we need two psukim. This is Rebbe Kivager's kasha. So I'll tell you why Rebbe Kivager says this is wrong. Please get this. Rebbe Kivager writes the following. Rebbe Kivager writes the following teretz. Because the Gemara later on in Chavav wants to learn a Kal V'Chomer. What is the Kal V'Chomer the Gemara wants to learn? The Gemara says as follows. It's fascinating. The Gemara says, maybe we could say Karen is Chayav Bershusa Rabim, Chatzi Nezik. Yes? And it's also Chayav, let's say, Chatzi Nezik where? It's also Chayav Chatzi Nezik where? Where we paskin? In Rishus Rabin and Rishus Yochid. Shane and Regal is Chayev where? Where is Shane and Regal Chayev? Rishus Anizik. And what's the din Rishus Rabin? It's Putter. But maybe you should be Chayev at least Chatzi what? Chatzi Nezik. Because Karen's Chayev Chatzi Nezik in all places. So Shane and Regal that's Putter completely Rishus Rabin at least should be Chayev what? Chatzi Nezik in what? In Rishus Rabin, yes? You hear the Kal V'Chomer the Gemara wants to say? You know what the Gemara says, the Kal V'Chomer, why it's wrong? Yechatzun. Because there's a pasuk that tells me Yechatzun. What does Yechatzun mean? Half. You pay half. Only in which institution do you pay half ever? Karen. Karen is the only place you pay what half? Karen is only the place where you pay half. Only, like the Chachamim. Both Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and Rosh Hashanah Yochid. So therefore, if you would suggest like Rabbi Kivager's proposal. What was Rabbi Kivager's proposal? That what? That you need one pasuk to tell me your chayav chatzin nezek where? Birshusa Rabin and your chayav nezek shalim where? Birshusa Nizik. If you would suggest that your chayav nezek shalim birshusa Nizik, that would destroy this Kal V'Chomer. That would debunk this Kal V'Chomer. And therefore you wouldn't need Yechatzun to tell me the Kal V'Chomer is wrong. I'm going to say it again. Okay? Please get this, guys. It's amazing to understand Rebbe Kivager and understand it fully. It's Gavalt Gazach. The Gemara said, by us, the Gemara said, I need the Navi to tell me the Shilach means what? Regal. If I didn't, what would I think? If it's Karen, I already know Karen. How do I know Karen? Chiyigov. Asks Rebbe Kivager. Maybe not. Maybe there are two tracks of Karen. There's Karen, which is a Rabin, which is Chayav Chatzin Nezek. And there's Karen Bershusa Nizik, which is Chayav Nezik Shalom. Which whose sheet is that in Tanoim? Which you happen to not paskin like? Reb Tarfon. Well, we don't hold like him. But maybe we should hold like him. Maybe that's why you need two psukim. That's what Rabbi Kivager asks on the Gemara. Why does Gemara discount that possibility? The Gemara doesn't bring it up. You follow what I'm saying? That's what Rabbi Kivager is asking. Gabriel, clear? Yeah? Tell me it's not clear. You got it? That's what he's saying. Why does Gemara not bring up that possibility? So he says like this. He answers, that possibility, Matthew, is not a good possibility. Why is that not a good possibility? Because the Gemara in Chafeyim and Beis and Baba Kama brings up the following Kal V'Chomer. Karen is always Chayav Chatzin Nezek, no matter where. Yes? Rishus HaNizek, Rishus HaRabin. Shane and Regal is Chayav what? Shalem. Nezek Shalem in private property, Rishus HaNizek. So if it's Chayav Nezek Shalem, how much more so should he be chayav what? Chatzin Nezek at least, Bershusa Rabin. Shane and Regal, the Gemara proposes, let it be chayav Chatzin Nezek, Bershusa Rabin. What's the Gemara's answer? Yechatzun. There's a pasuk that tells me the institution of half is only where? By Karen, nowhere else. Now Yehuda, if it's true that we were chayav Nezek Shalem by Karen, Bershusa Nezek, the whole Kal V'Chomer falls away. Why? Because the whole Kal V'Chomer is based on Karen always is chayav Chatzin Nezek, no matter where. But Shane and Regal, which is Chayav Nezek Shalem Bershus HaNezek, up a level, at least should be a Chayav Chatzin Nezek Bershus HaRabin. But if you say that Karen is chayv nezik shalom b'shusha nizik, and it's chayv chatzin nezik rabim, then it's no longer what? Shane and Regal no longer have a foot over what? Over Karen. So the whole Kal v'chomer wouldn't read. So you wouldn't need the pasuk yechatzu. You got me? That's the answer the Rebbe Akiva is giving. That's why he says the Gemara did not bring up this possibility. And that's why it says he Karen, done. Okay, we got that?
Can you go over the answer why?
Yes. In other words, Rebbe Akiva, you got the kasha? Yeah. Rebbe Akiva says, why does Gemara say if it says Karen, then you have the pasuk? The pasuk says Chiyigov. We already have a pasuk by Karen. So it cannot be referring to what? If we didn't have the Navi say Vishil, tell me Regal, what would I think? It cannot refer to Karen, because I already have Karen from a pasuk. But maybe I need another pasuk. What's that other pasuk? What's that other pasuk that I need by Karen? Vishilach. What would it tell me? One pasuk tells me Karen b'shisharab is chatzin nezik. The other pasuk tells me nezik shalom in private property, which is with Tarfa Chichi, which we don't pasuk like. But maybe we should pasuk like with Tarfa. You got that? So you know why the Gemara says that's wrong? Because there's a Kal v'chomer the Gemara wants to say later on, a Chafei Mebez, that says like this. Karen, which is always Chayav Chatzin Nezik no matter what, no matter where it is, Shein Regel, which is Chayav Nezik Shalem, in what? Private property. It's bumped up a level. How much more so in Rosh Hashanah should at least be Chayav something Chayav Chatzin Nezik? Kamashimah and Yechatzun. What does Yechatzun mean? What is Yechatzun? Half, but half only one institution? Karen. You only pay half damages by Karen, nowhere else. No by Shane. There's no such concept anywhere else. Except Chatzin Nezek Shruz by Regal. That's one exception. So if you would say that Karen would be Chayiv Nezek Shalom, the whole Kal v'chomer would fall. Because the Kal v'chomer was that Shane and Regal had one up on Karen because it was Chayiv Nezek Shalom in private property. And Karen is not. But if you're saying now Karen is Chayiv Nezek Shalom, then it's not, doesn't have one up left. It's not one up. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to construct the Kal v'chomer. The Kal v'chomer would go out the window. And I wouldn't need Yechatzun to tell me the Kal v'chomer is wrong. The Kal v'chomer would be wrong by itself. Therefore, says Rebbe Kivega, that's why this possibility is wrong. We never can bring up a possibility that Karen is ever Chayiv Nezek Shalom. Ever. In private property. Even though Reb Tarfon says that, we don't hold like Reb Tarfon. You got me? That is the Reb Akiva Eger, the first Reb Akiva Eger. That's exactly what he means here. See, read it again inside. Let's go. First Reb Akiva Eger. Read it again inside. Let's go. Reread. Gemara. Eat Karen Siv. V E what?
The
Bechotzu is Kaspo. No, Chavhei, Chavov. That was, we said it was Daf, Chavov. It's really Chavhei and Beis. Yeah, go ahead. Ain what? Exactly. Ain Chetzi Chazanol. It's only by what? It's only by Karen, not by Shane and Regal. Okay? There is no distinction by Chatzin Nezik. Chatzin Nezik is always by Karen, nowhere else. So that's exactly what he means in that shtick of Rebbe Akiva Eger. Okay. Back to the Gemara, guys. Let's go. So the Gemara says, you got a klor? Okay, back to the Gemara. So Gemara says, it cannot e lav achi, ha lav achi, v'mayo kiptag la, e karen ksiv, v'mayo already, it's already written. We have a plus, e shane ksiv. If it's shane, it's already written. What do you mean if it's shane, it's already written? Because we know shane is bir b'steacher. So why do you need the brisa to describe to me that the shilach is zeh regel? Mishal ke regel. It can't be karen. It can't be Shane, so what's left? What's it got to be referring to? We know for sure Lamaisa. What do you need this pasuk for? E Karen Ksiv. If it's referring to Karen, it's already Karen's already written. He goes sure. If it's Shane, it's already written. Beer b'steacher. Why did the Bryson need the Navi to tell me Shiloh meant Regal? Meshalchi Regal Shurachmar. Why do you need that description of that pasuk? So the Gemara says like this. Amazing. Let's see. The Gemara says it's Durich. I'll tell you why you needed it. I would think that both are talking about Shane. What does that mean? I would think both the pasuk Vishilach and Beer are talking about Shane. And one is talking about Machalia Karna, we eat up the principle. That's what Machalia Karna is, it gets consumed. And the other one, Vishilach, is talking about what? Things that don't get what? Don't get consumed completely. And therefore, I would think it's talking about two categories of what? two categories of Shane, and therefore I would not know what? What would I not know? I would not know what? I would not know Regel, correct? Because both Psukim are referring to types of Shane. Kamash Mlan, what does the Pusik tell me? The Braisa tells me Shalchei Regel is referring to what? What is it referring to?
Regel.
Referring to Regel. So we have Regel, the Shiloh. What does Beer talk about?
Shane.
What type of Shane?
Mechalia
Karna. So the Gemara jumps and says, Vahashtu Kim, look inside. Now that you established a Regel, Vahashtu Kim na Regel, Shane de lo Mechalia Karna Menolan. How do you know Shane? How do you know Shane where you don't consume the principle? How do you know your Chayiv? Please get this, how to read this. Answers the Gemara, do me the regel. It's compared to regel. There's a hekish to regel. It's in the same pasuk. Hekish is always the same pasuk, Dan. Ma regel, lo shna mechaya karna, lo shna, lo shna, lo mechaya karna. Just like regel, there's no difference whether you consume the principle or you don't consume the principle. Af Shane, lo shna mechaya karna, lo shna, lo mechaya karna. So through Shane, it doesn't make a difference whether you consume the principle or whether you don't. So at the end of the day, we have three Makairis. We have Mechalke Regel tells me what?
Regel.
Vishilich is Regel. How do I know Shane Mechalia Karnas Chayev? Ubir Bisteacher. And how do I know Shane Delo Mechalia Karnas Chayev? How do I know, guys? Hekish to what?
Regel.
From Regel to what? Regel to Shane. Everyone got that? We got that, Clore? Yes? What is the Makor in the end, Benji? The Makor is the what? Mishalchei Regel tells me that the Shiluch means Regel. Where is Shane Mechalia Karna Makor? Beer Bistay Acher. How do you know Shane Delo Mechalia Karna? How do you know Shane Delo Mechalia Karna? Well, you don't consume the Iker. What's the answer? Hekish to Regel. Just like Regel is, what is Regel? When you trample on something. You can be Chayiv whether you destroy the thing or don't destroy the thing. Whether it's Mechalia Karna or not, you're Chayiv. So just like regular across the board is chayiv bini, so too Shane. Whether you consume it or you don't consume it, you're chayiv. That is how you what? How you summarize the Gemara outside. Is that correct? Don, you got this? Look at the third Tosis first, guys. Get this. We get this, okay? Let's see inside. Svi, go ahead. Do me the regel. Look at the third Tosis first. Go ahead.
Do me the regel.
What's the kasha? What's Tosis kasha? Donnie, let's get this. What does the Gemara want to say? The Gemara says that do me the regal, that what? That is mechayev you to pay Shane to lo mechaya karna because of a hekish to regal. Meaning, whenever you make a hekish, what's a hekish mean? A link. You can either go lakula or you can either go lachumra. What did we do in our Gemara? Did we go lakula or lachumra? Exactly like Matthew said, we went lechumra. We were mechayev a guy to pay by Shane Delo Mechaya Karna. We were mechayev a guy to pay by Shane Delo Mechaya Karna. We were makshinan lechumra. That is the phrase. Makshinan lechumra. We do the hekish. It's a cloud. We do the hekish lechumra. Tosis asks, say the opposite. What should be the opposite? Ipcha. Say the opposite. This is mominous, isn't it? This is gelt. If it is mominous, what's the famous klal? Lakula. Guy tells me I owe him $100,000. I say, what are you talking about? I don't owe you a penny till you prove it. Motzim al araya. Sufik mamon lakula. Till he proves I don't have to pay a cent. Tosis says, what's going on here? Why are we makshin lachumra? That's only by isser we do that. By isurim. Whether something's usher to eat or not. Or whether a guy does an isser by wearing something. One sec, Yehuda. Okay, let's get this. Okay, let's get it first. Okay, that's Tosis Kasha. Whereas by Mominus, you should be Mekel. Gabriel, clear? That's Tosis Kasha. Very clear Kasha. He says, say the opposite. Now, what is Tosis clearly saying? That Nezikin is what? Is Momo. Remember we learned the Rashba before Yontif? He said that what? He said that Nezikin was an Isser. You remember that? I want you to get that down in your notes. That this Tosis is definitely against that Rashba. The Rashba, you remember we had a Havamina? You guys chazered it, Beis Hamikdash. What was the Havamina that if you took a horn that was attached to the animal's head, we said maybe you'd be Chayiv Nezek what? Shalim the first time. Remember that Havamina? The Rashba said, what kind of what? Why would you make that Havamina? Maybe you should say what Chatzin Nezek. Right? You remember that Rashba? Rashba said, why would you entertain a Havamina that would go to Chumrah? So what was the Rashba's answer? You remember the Rashba said, maybe you should only make the guy pay what? Chatzin Nezek forever. Why did we entertain a Havamina? You should be Chatzin Nezek Shalim the first time. Maybe you should pay Chatzin Nezek forever after the 80th time. What was the Rashba's answer? Yesh Lomar, the Adarav of Benazikim, Sveikit, Yidu, Lahachmer, Ki Yisurin. Please get that down. The Rashba said, matters of Nezikim is Yisurin. Our Tosis calls it what? Our Tosis calls it Mammon. Please get this. Our Tosis calls it Mammon. And Tosis asks a great Kasha. Tosis says, why do you say Makshin Lachumra? Why don't we say what? Why don't we say Mammon, Sufik Mammon Lakulu? So, the great Gaon, the Prima Gaudim, learns that this cloud, Prima Gaudim, is one of the Gedolei Ador, says that this is a manifestation of Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra. This notion of Makshin L'Chumra is a manifestation of the famous din of Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra. But since this is Mamanis, we should be what? We should go L'Kula. Yes? What's Tosis' answer now? Go ahead. Speak.
Don't worry, Tom.
No, Demidihi.
Demidihi Torah.
Wow. Go ahead.
Amazing.
What does Amida mean? It's one of the Yud Gimel Midos. Please get it. We have a Mesorah, and this means it's a Vadai. This means that it is a Vadai. What does it mean? It's not a Sofek, but rather it is a Vadai. And what is the Vadai? It's not midin sofik. It's against the prima gadol. Rabbi Kivega writes in the Tshuvas, Chelek Gimel Simin Yud Zayin, that this is a vada. It's a mida in the Torah. And what's the mesorah of the mida? Makshina lechumra, no matter what. It's not midin sofik, Adam. It's midin vadai. And it's a very difficult. This answer ties against Rabbi Kivega. But from beginning until end, what does he call this? He calls it mamon. And therefore, what's the din of mamon? It's not iser. It's against the Rashba. Both in from the kash and the answer. He sticks with it being mammon, but it's no longer a suffix. What is it? It's a vadai. It's a mida. It's one of the yud gimel midos that we have a mesorah makshin lechumra. It's not an issue of suffix deraisa what? Lechumra. It's a mida in the Torah. So what I want to suggest is that in the what? Please get this down. In the kash of Tosos, that was like who? The prima gadol. Because he said Safik Mamon Lakula. Oh, it's a Safik what? Safik Diraisa Lachumra, but at the same time, if it's a Mamon, Achain, Safik Mamon Lakula. When I say Safik Diraisa Lachumra, that's by Isser. But by Mamon, it's Lakula. So that's what Tosis held in the Kasha. What's Tosis' answer? That's the Kasha. The answer, it's a what? Terence. It's a vadai. It's a mida. Has nothing to do with the concept of what? Suffik d'oraisa. It's not a suffik d'oraisa. It's a mida. It's one of yud gimel midos. And our mesorah is always makshin l'chumra. That's the way we had it from Hashem teaching Moshe Rabbeinu Har Sinai Dani. That it's always l'chumra. Now I want you to get this down. I'm a little bit bothered by... Everyone got this? So the kasha Gabriel was like the prima gadol. That we say Makshin Lachumra is Savid Yerais Lachumra by Mamonis were Mekel. So he's asking, why would the Gemara say the Yerchayev by Shein Lo Mechayakarna? What's the answer? It's not a Suffolk. What is it? It's a Vada, it's a Mida. There were always Makshin Lachumra. That's it. And the answer of Tosfos is against the Prima Gadol. That it's not a Suffolk. And number two, we say Tosfos from the Kash and the answer classified Nezikin as being what? What did Tosfos classify Nezikin as being? Mammon and not what? And not Israel like who did? Like the Rashba did, okay? Like the Rashba did, okay? We got that clear? All right. Now please get this. What does Tosis mean? What does Tosis mean when he says the following? What does Tosis mean when he says that we go Lechumra by Mammonis? That we should go Lechumra? Tosis in his answer. How can you say you go Lechumra and Mammonis? Why is that difficult? Why is it difficult to say I'm going Lechumra and Mamanis?
You always go.
But more specifically, in Mamanus, what's a chumra for one guy is a what? Is a kula for the other guy. Whenever you deal with Mamanus, there's two parties. So please get this down. What did Tosfos mean in his teretz that I'm going what? I'm going the chumra by Mamon? What does the word chumra by Mamon mean? Chumra by Mamon is kula for the other guy. What does that mean at all? What does the notion of chumra by Mamon mean? So I want you to get this. The Shita Mekubetzes says b'shem the Tosfos Shatz, and I gave you the Tosfos I've been a parents, that what I mean to say that by Mamon and Chiyuv is a chumra is that we take it out of the status quo. We're mafkinim amonim mecheskase. The guy, the mazik, has money in his pocket. We take it out of his pocket and we make him pay. When we say putter is a kula, that we keep the money in the status quo, that we keep it in the what? We keep it in the guy's pocket. So that's what it means, chumra here, Benji. Chumra means you take the money out of the guy's pocket, your motzi mecheskase, from the status quo. That's what it means. Doesn't mean cool as opposed to what? Doesn't mean chumra, because a chumra for one guy is a kula for the other guy. Doesn't mean that. What it means is we make the guy take money out of his pocket and pay. We don't keep the status quo. That's what it meant to say that it's a chumra. Okay? We make the mazik pay.
As opposed to what?
No, that's the touch of what the word chumra means.
What would the status quo be?
The status quo be, you wouldn't have to pay. The mazik damages, you know what? Lamaisa, do I have to pay anything? No, you don't have to pay. We have a mesorah, makshin l'chumra. Shane, the lo machayev karn, is it chayev or potter? It's chayev. This is what the Shittim Gubetza says. The shame, the Tosfos Shatz, and the Rabbinic Peretz said this as well.
So is that a new definition of why we pay for Nezikin?
No. It's why here the lamaisa you're paying. That's the lashon that we say in the chum. It's a mida l'chum. It's a chumra means you take it out of the guy's pocket. That's just the translation of what the word is. Because otherwise you get stuck with the problem. Whatever's a chumra for one guy is a kula for the other guy. That's not what it means here, Matthew. It means you make the guy pay. That's all it means. Okay, two other pshatim on this. Please get it. What mamon means. What does mamon mean as a chazak, as a chumra? So I gave you the shittim and gebetz also b'shem Rabbeinu Yeshaya. You know what he says? He says, I'll tell you. What must you pay when you pay for damages? If you want to pay with real estate, we said. The best, the middle, or the worst? It is the best, which is called what? Meitav. That's called Meitav. Meitav is the best. So what do you see that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is when it comes to Nezikin? He's Machmir. You got to pay with the best. And therefore what? We have the ability to make a drasha to Mechayev Soen by Shane, even below Mechayev Karna. Because when it comes to Nezikin, Hashem wants you to do the best. And therefore the best is pay from the best, and also pay in our topic by Shane the Lo Mechalya Karna. Okay? In other words, that's like a flag and an indicator, Meitav. Meitav tells me you always pay with the best property by damages, then you also better pay what? That gives us the motivation to make a drasha that Shane the Lo Mechalya Karna is also what? Is also Chayiv. Okay? Is also Chayiv. But the truth of the matter is, it could be a third shot, I was thinking. And this I want you to get down. It's a bit of a chiddush, but it's possible to say, maybe what Rabbeinu Tam means in our Tosfos, and this is what the Sefer Meir Leolin means, that since this is Tashlumen of the Zik, which is a tolda, because you didn't guard properly, you did an Isser. And you did an Isser. And therefore, if you did an Isser, that's what? What's that called? L'chumra. We go L'chumra. I don't personally think that this fits in the Tosfos. Because what did Tosfos say? L'oshna b'isura, l'oshna b'what? B'mamona. He seems to identify this moment from beginning till end. But there is a Sefer Meir Le'olam, Chelik Aleph Simen Chof, a great gaon, who wanted to say the Rabbeinu Tam, and the answer is switching to the Rashba, which I think is very difficult, because he goes out of his way by saying, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, he says, right, Hanimi Yisur V'monolo, V'omer Rabbeinu Tam, the midi b'ter lo shnabi, Yisur lo shnabi mamona. Why would you say lo shnabi mamona? Just stop there, that it's Yisur. So, basically what we're saying, summarize, three pshatim in what the word l'chumra means by mamon. What was our kasha? How can you say the word chumra? How can you get the words out of your mouth by moment? What's a machmer for one guy is the maker for the other guy. They're disputing. What's the answer? One answer is L'chumra to take it out of the status quo on his pocket. What's the second Hesber? That if Hashem says you pay the best, that's an indicator what? That you're Machayiv even Shein D'lo Machayiv Karna. That's the second shot L'chumra. You always go L'chumra when you want to make drushes. And what's number three? He's referring to what? Isser. That really Nezikin is Isser, which we're pointing out is difficult in the Lashon of Rabbeinu Tam. Because he says Loshna Isser Loshna Mamona. Mashma, that in the end he's also still calling it what? Mamon in the end. You follow me? Okay?
Could be saying like Mamon, that when it comes to Nezikin, the aspects of Mamon and Isser are one and the same.
Okay, but why say Loshna Isser Loshna Mamona? It's Mashma that what? It's Mashma that there's a category of Isser, and this is a category of Mamon, which is Nezikin. I'm just saying the Lashon doesn't seem to fit so well, halacha l'mashma. But I want you to get this down. So in this small Taisvus, we point out the Kash is like who? The Kash is like who? The Prima Gadim, that Savik Reis L'chumra is a manifestation of Hashin L'chumra. The Teretz says that it's not a Savik, what is it? It's a Vadai, and it applies across the board. Yes? And number two, what else do we point out? That is against the Rashba, both the Kash and the answer. Rashba said that it's Isser. He seems to say it's Mamon. Unless you say like the Meir Le'olim Sprat and Rabbeinu Tam. And then the third Nakud is what? What does the concept of Chumra mean by Mamon? Either it means, Kasha is, what's a Chumra by that? That guy's a Kula for the other one. Three Pshat. Either it means you take it out of the status quo. Either Meitav's an indicator that you always look for the Drush to be Machmir. And therefore, Mechayiv Yishen L'Mechayiv Karna. What's number three? Number three is that maybe it means like Rabbeinu Tam. Then it means Isser, the Meir Le'olim, which we said is difficult because he says the word what? He says Loshna Mamon. He says Mamon. He says, Loshna Yisrael, Loshna Mamon. It seems like he's calling it Mamon. Okay? So this is the din of a Hekish. Hekish guys in the same pasuk. Beer and Vishilach are in the same pasuk. So this is the shtickle Torah we're hanging just in the small tithes of Kiddush we want to suggest. Yes, Yehuda?
Earlier in the Gemara,
real quick.
Yeah, we said, Yeshan Allah Hazik by Shem, right?
Yes.
So now by Machay Karno, the fact that you're Chayav, are we throwing that out, or are we saying that you still need Hanav, but you don't need to?
Who says he doesn't have a no when he doesn't fully consume it?
So we're saying there's still
another thing. Yeah. Absolutely. Definitely still a no. Good horror. Okay, good. All right, let's go now with the Rashis, guys. Okay? Let's go with the Rashis. The small segment of Gemara. I want you to get it clear. This is how you learn a Gemara and you get everything clear. Again, how many dinim do we learn here? Regel, Chayav, and both tracks. Mechayav, lo mechayav. Yes? Shane is also Chayav by both. Yes? How do I know Shane's Chayav by both? How do you know Shane's L'Mechayav Karna? What's the Makor? If I ask you, Hekish, excellent. How do you know Shane L'Mechayav Karna is Chayav? Beer B'Steyachar, B'Feirish. How do you know Regel's Chayav? B'Shilach. How do you know Shilach means Regel? From the Navi. B'Chim Mishalach Regel V'Chamor. Yes? How do you know Beer means what? How do you know Beer means teeth? From the Navi. Navi said what? Agalal Atumo. No? What was the Lashon? Either it means directly a tooth, or it means indirectly a men's dung. How do you get to the dung? Through the teeth eating it, the melee that guy defecates. Okay, we got it, Chlor? Yehuda, you got this? This is how we got to get the din and Chlor. Okay, we'll go with the, let's go. Let's see the Rashi, guys. Edie, Edie. Let's see, guys, okay? Let's hold up with this. It's not hard, we just go slow to make sure we get everything Chlor. Okay, there's a lot we got to get. Go ahead. Let's go, Edibidi, guys. Look inside. Maybe both Shilach Abir are talking about Shane. Go ahead. Heicha. Why does that make sense? Shilach makes sense that it's talking about something you don't what? You don't totally destroy. You trample on it, but it's still there. No? So if anything, I would say the Shilach is referring to Lo Makai Karna. Demashma.
Demashma, we go into Achla Aruga.
Avalo. Please get this. So you ate a what? You ate a furrow. And what happened? You ate a furrow, and aruga means a furrow, a row. And then it's going to go back and sprout back, but not like it did. So you did hurt it. That's the example of what? Lo mechalya karna. Why? Because it's not permanent. He actually takes out the word mashma. Okay, he actually takes out the word mashma in the ghost of its unit. He just has the word kigon for the example. Has everyone got that? So what's the example, Yehuda? Come on, let's get this. What's the example, lo mechalya karna? Where what?
It's going to grow back.
It's going to grow back. So it seems like it's not a permanent thing. Look at the top toises. Keep your place on Rashi. Look at the top toises. Go ahead, Svi. How what?
Had lo machlikarne. Hirush akotris. Shachas.
What does the word shachas mean?
Hay.
It's hay that has not grown a third yet. Go ahead.
Shachas sha'atil
smoach. That in the future is going to sprout. But not like it did before. What's difficult with this pshat? The kasha, Yehuda, look inside. The kasha. What's Tosis Kasha? He said, what is Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha is, why on earth is that called Machal Yekarna? Because why? What is Tosis expressing here by saying the Bailim here? What does he mean to say? It's a very, very interesting Kasha.
That they could have done it if they wanted to.
Yeah, in other words, if the Bailim want to Lamaisa, they could also be Kotzer it, but they didn't. They should have that option. Some guy's animal walks in and does it. It's a chutzpah. That's Machal Yekarna. How could Rashi define this as being low Machal Yekarna? It's a great kasha, the Tosis says. How could this be? The Bailim Lamais also what? Yecholim Niksor. They could also do it. And then it'll grow better. This behemoth, if someone else comes and does that, it's a chutzpah. I'm the owner of the field. I could have done that myself. And this guy's animal comes and does that? In other words, what is Tosis asking Rashi? Don't define that as lo machal yekarna. What really is it? What really is it, Yair? It's really machal yekarna. That's what Tosis is asking on Rashi. This is really not lo machal yekarna. This is machal yekarna.
Definitely not the highest level of
machal. Okay, we're going to think now. But everyone got this down? Get this down in your notes. Gabriel, you got me? Rashi defines as lo machal yekarna as being what? As being that you, what did you do? You ate the shachas, and you caused it to regrow, but it's not going to be as good. Tosfos says, that's lo machal yekarna? That's machal yekarna. Maybe the Bailim themselves wanted their own behemoth to do that. Someone else's behemoth did that. You still took it and ate it. You're never going to get that shachas back. Why on earth would you call that lo machal yekarna? Gabriel, clear? You got that? That's Tosfos kasha. Oh. So I want to now point out, I don't want you guys to get this down. What exactly is Rashi and Tosis fighting about? What is the Nakuda they're arguing about here now?
What's the definition?
Whether you're going to call this Machal Yekarna, L'chura Tosis is right, no?
Yeah.
Tosis is making a great kasha.
What is Tosis
defining as? Tosis hasn't defined it yet. We didn't get up to it, Donnie. But Tosis asked on Rashi, your definition is weak. Why is your definition weak? Because it's really Machal Yekarna. Because it's totally been eaten.
Is it the argument over the nature of what
Machal Yekarna? So I want to offer the following. I want to offer, let's get this. Three different possibilities what Rashi and Tosis are fighting about. What are they fighting about? Okay? The way Rashi defined it, let's get this. Donnie, the way Rashi defined lo Machal Yekarna, Tosis says, I think that's difficult. That is Machal Yekarna. The Bailim could have wanted to eat their shachas, have their behemoths eat the shachas. Someone else's behemoth came in and ate it? Never going to be there ever again. That's Machal Yekarna. So, three possibilities I want to suggest. Number one, it's possible to suggest, and this is an interesting Chiddush, but Lamaisa, the Rashba points out, I gave you the Rashba, that Achila Shachas is not called Machal Yekarna because the Bailin want the behemoth to eat the Shachas up in order that the Tfuah will grow better. And therefore, Lamaisa, they don't really care whose behemoth ate it. It's got to be eaten anyway. It's got to be cleared away anyway. And therefore, Lamaisa, it doesn't make any difference if it wasn't his own behemoth. Someone else's behemoth came in it, Nishkeferlich, so what? At least it's not going to allow the eventual wheat to really sprout well. And therefore, Lamaisa, we assume that what the animal ate is not 100% what we call a full-fledged damage. And therefore, since b'makom the karen, it's going to sprout better. We assume alach l'maisa that's considered low machal yekarn. Granted, it's still a damage, what Svi's animal did, Svi. But it's not machal yekarn. It's definitely not machal yekarn. Because at the end of the day, he did benefit my property as a whole. And therefore, what does he call it? What does Rashi call it according to the Rashba?
Lo
Machal Yekarna. Please get that down. Because in the aggregate, you know what I mean by the aggregate? In the macro perspective,
outcome was.
The bottom line is this shachas had to be eaten in order for what? The eventual wheat to grow and sprout beautifully better. So even though it wasn't my baby that ate it, it was Svi's. It's still a damage, but it's not mechal yakarna. It's low mechal yakarna. You look at the overall picture. And Tosfos says to that, please get this. Tosfos says that's baloney. He says the bottom line at the end of the day, did Svi eat my stuff? Yes. That's called mechal yakarna. That's called mechal yakarna. Okay? That's one way we want to present the machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. Okay? That's one way. Number one.
Would that be regarding eating the stuff or not?
Regarding, do you have a perspective? You look at the macro perspective. That's what Rashi says. Therefore, I call it lo mechal yakarna. Therefore, the animal that ate it is being mazik, but not mazik 100% because you need it. You needed that to be eaten no matter what, in order for the rest of the... And Tosfos says, I don't care. The bottom line is that my animal did not eat it. Svi's animal ate it. He was mazik me, Benji. And therefore, what do we call that? Mechal yakarna. That's the way the Rashba says it. Now, I want you just to point this out. It's a little bit doesn't fit in so well in Rashi. Why not? Because the Rashba said it would grow even what? Better. What did Rashi say? Rashi said lo betchila, not like it would originally.
Does that mean better or worse?
Okay, but for our purposes in the Lumdis, it's a good hesper. I'm just pointing out to you that R.K. David points out it doesn't fit in Rashi's words so well. Because the Rashba said it would grow better. Rashi might agree that it needs to be what? Eaten for it to get better, but he didn't say it would get as good. So, but that's one Hesber we want to suggest. Okay? Number two, a second Hesber. The first one is from the Rashba. Second one is from the Netziv, the Merume Sadeh. He claims the following, that I know I got to get rid of that shachas, but I would be very careful as an owner to make sure that I cut it beautifully, correctly, and rightly, so that eventually the stuff that remains will grow beautifully. When Svi's animal comes in, he eats it sloppily, and it's not going to be done properly. And therefore, halacha l'maisa, what we assume is that the behemoth that eats in a sloppily way, even though it's Svi, in the end of the day, Lamai said, had to have been eaten, that's called what? That's called lo mechal yakarna. Because it still was not done in the best way possible. Okay? This is what the Netziv wants to claim. Yeah, that's why it's called lo mechal yakarna. Because the behemoth eats b'derech hashchasa, right? And therefore, Lamaisa, it's considered to be, you see, it's not something that's visual. You follow what I'm saying?
It ate it
in a sloppily way. So if it ate in a sloppily way, Lamaisa, it might affect the future. So I call that lo mechal yakarna, Rashi says. Tosfos says, again, that's not true. At the end of the day, because he ate it sloppily, he damaged. Did Svi's animal eat the thing? Did he digest it? Yes. What do I call that? Mechal yakarna, not lo mechal yakarna. That's the way we want to say it from the Netziv. Okay? I'll tell you guys, because this whole concept of, you know, damaging something that will be in the future, we paskin like the Chachamim against Rav Yossi and Daf Nun Ches and Beis that a grum is putter. What does grum mean?
Indirect.
Indirect damage. So that's why I want to hone in on the shachas. Is the shachas. You're damaging the shachas. But it was done sloppily, Rashi says. If it's done sloppily, then therefore it's called lo mechal yakarna. Tosfos says, I don't care how it was done. It was digested by Svi's animal. That's called mechal yakarna. That's the second shot I want to suggest. And the third shot, Lamaisa, which is really similar, Lamaisa, but what I want to point out is it's a little bit different. It could very well be, and I want you to get this, that the owners never would have cut it themselves, according to Rashi. Therefore, when Svi's animal eats it, Lamaisa, it's not really a what? It's not really a damage, because they never would have cut it. The damage is that the shachas, the crops that are left over, are not going to be done as well. And that's what's called lo mechal yakarna. That's what I want to bring out as a third shot. Okay?
Wait, Rabbi, can you repeat that?
Yeah, the third shot is by the Gilyon Alfas. The third shot is the Gilyon Alfas. What does the Gilyon Alfas say? The Gilyon Alfas says is that Rashi holds, since it will not sprout like originally, like it would have done, the Bialim themselves would not have cut it. They wouldn't have cut it. They would let it just let it grow, let it grow. See, the whole point of having hay less than a third, why do you cut it? Why do you cut it? Anyone knows about planting? You. Why do you weed stuff so it goes it down? It grows better, exactly. So that's why Lamaisa, the Bialim Lamaisa, in a Hanami, they themselves might not have even cut it. They might not even cut it. But the Etzim Shachas Lamaisa, the Nezik is because it's not going to what? It's not going to progress and grow like it would if you would have left it alone. That's called what? Lo Mechalya Karna. And Tosis again says no. You actually ate it. See, the animal ate it. That's called Mechalya Karna. So I want to go over this, okay? There are three ways that we said that Rashi and Tosis are arguing. Three ways. What are the three ways that Rashi and Tosis are arguing? Rashi defined Lo Mechalya Karna as being what? You ate the Shachas. Svi's animal ate the Shachas. It's not going to grow as good. Tosis says, what do you mean? The Bialim themselves could have what? Could have gotten rid of it. So what did you do wrong? Rashi says you ate the Shachas, which hadn't grown a third. It's not going to go back as well. That's called Lo Mechalya Karna. That's called Lo Mechalya Karna. Tosis says, why is that called Lo Mechalya Karna? What do you mean? They themselves could have what? Could have gotten rid of it. Svi's Beim is doing me a favor. But at the end of the day, what's the answer? What do you mean? What does he mean when he says the Bialim could have what? Could have harvested. Meaning that there, it's considered to be what? It's considered the Bialim ended up eating it. Svi's animal ate it. So if Svi's animal ate it, even if the Bialim would have left it over, doesn't mean there's the end of the day, he ate the thing. If he ate the thing, that's called Mechalya Karna. So what are the three ways that we said to be Masbrit? The Rashba, would it grow back even better? That's called what? Mechalya, it's like Svi's animal, to be fair, that's called Mechalya Lo Karna, but he's still damaged. Tosis says, no, at the end of the day, he ate it. The second way was what? Was the Nitziv. He did it sloppily. So that's called Lo Mechalya Karna. With the animal doing it sloppily, I would have done it better. Tosis says, at the end of the day, he ate it, it's called Mechalya Karna. And we said that's what? Grumman and Ezekiel's putter anyway. Like the Chacham and Davlin Vavim and Beis. So therefore you must say that what? Referring to the actual Shachas itself. The Shachas itself. And what's the third shot? The third shot is what? Is that maybe the Bialim would never even cut it. And the damage is the fact that you are damaging the tefuah that won't grow is good. That's called Lo Mechalya Karna. And Tosis says at the end of the day your animal ate it. Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
So the Rashi said that you did him a favor. So wouldn't
you
mean if you're doing him a service?
No, they didn't do him a favor
in a
colloquial way. It's a colloquial way.
And why you're making his crop?
I know, but at the end of the day, yeah, you still got a damage. You still call Lo Mechalya Karna.
Don't we say if you like help, if you plant someone's garden for them, but they're away.
Right, but that's where it's perfect. Here's the bottom line: is there's still some wheat done? There's wheat gone. You're making a good point, but the bottom line is his animal ate, and I don't have the stuff. Okay? Alright. So because of that, see, look inside. Look at the top tices. Finish the top tices. Once I would just finish the top tices, guys, look inside. So what does tices argue about Lo Mechalya Karna? Go ahead, Ella what? Eliyah
Shlomar.
Guys, look inside the top tices. Go ahead, Eliyah Shlomar. It dirtied the Paris. You know how like they like to roll in Paris to get rid of itches? They have an itch on their back, so they roll over. Tlahana. Go ahead. So you don't actually destroy the apple or the orange or the pear. You just, you know, trample it a little bit. Go ahead. You dirty it. Mikomakom. Ah, so if that's shot in the pusik, why don't you call it an av? The Gemara later on calls it a tolda. What's the answer? Go ahead. Pashta dekra. Since the pusik shot in the pusik is talking achilu, which is what where you consume it, therefore what? Therefore, I call it a what?
Tolda.
I call it a tolda. Because in order to be called an av, it has to be the pashup shot of the pusik. Even though it's the pusik darshaniyah, but it's not the pashup shot of the pusik, it's a tolda. And that's exactly what Tosis says. That tnifas peiris is called what?
Tolda.
It's called the Tolda. And the answer is because that's not the Pasuk shot in the Pasuk. Now, what did Rashi say in the beginning of the Mishnah? Anyone remember? How did Rashi say? How did Rashi describe an Av? What's that key word? What did Rashi say in the Mishnah? Behedja. Exactly. Get that down. That's very good in Rashi. Fits well with Rashi. It has to be written Beferish. Beferish means Pasha de Kroh. But Rashi and the Rif does not say Behedja. Rashi and the Rif does not write the word Behedja. And Rashi later on also says, if you learn out from a diuk of the Pasuk, it's called the Tolda. Okay? So therefore, it's very interesting we point this out. So what's Tosa's definition of Lomachalia Karna? The parents were dirty. What is Rashi's definition? You ate it before it was a third, and it what? It regrew, but not as good. Yes? Machlokas definitionally. What is Lomachalia Karna? Now the Rashba asks, according to Tosa's, I want you to get this. According to Tosef Shat, what does the Gemara say later on? What did our Gemara say later on, Donnie? How do you know Shane de Lomachaya Karna? Minolan, yes? What was the Gemara's answer? A hekesh de rego. I understand that. What's the Gemara's kasha, according to Tosef? The Rashi was asking, according to Tosef Shat, what's the Gemara later on saying, hashtu de kimna rego, Shane de Lomachaya Karna Minolan? Right? What are the Gemara answer we learn out from Regal? What kind of kasha is that? Tinfa Paris is what? What is Tinfa Paris? Tinfa Paris is a tolda, like the Brisa says. So you're not really learning it out from what? You're not learning it out from Regal, that it's in the Pusik. It's not in the Pusik if it's a tolda. So what does the Rashba say? The Rashba says an amazing thing. He says, since it's not Mefurish in the Pusik, it's called a tolda. But if it wasn't for the Xeris Akasiv, I would think that Mechalia, if it wasn't for the Xeris Akasiv, I never would have thought Mechalia Karna is a tolda. And therefore what? I never would have thought Mechalia Karna, so therefore I need a Pusik to tell me, and therefore since the Pusik is not Mefurish, it's considered to be what? It's considered to be a tolda. The Rashba says, later on in the Gemara, and if we'll get to it on Sunday, but if it's Azdel Memela, what's the din? If it runs by itself, it's not included in the Pusik, Shah and the Pusik, and what do we call that? That's an Av, that's not a tolda. What's the answer to that? What is Shane? Shane de Lomachaya Karn at the end of the day, what is it? A tolda or an Av? According to Tosis. It's a tolda. Regal, though, that goes by itself, what is it? We didn't get to it yet in the Gemara, but regal that goes by itself is called a what? An Av. What's the difference? So the Darkei David says the answer is Uzlam and Mela is still the essence of a regal, still going. It's Pshia Mitzad the Bailim, and therefore it's very, very what? That's a mazikis daimah, and therefore it's not a tolda. Whereas Lomachaya Karn is like a different category, it's like a different portrait completely, right? Lomachaya Karn is like a totally new thing. So that's why it's considered to be a tolda. You got that, Matthew? Clear? At the end of the day, Machloikis Rashi Toysis, what is Lomachaya Karn? Yes? Definitionally. And Toysis adds on that it's ton for Paris, and therefore that's called a tolda. That's a tolda. Whereas Uzlam Memela by Regal, that's actually the description of Regal. That's why it's an Av. You had a kasha for what's a kasha? No. You got it clear? Okay, you got this. That's the definition of Lomachal I want to bring out here. Machlokes Rashi Tosfos, what the definition of Machal Yekarn is. What is Lomachal Yekarn? And is it an Av? Is it a tolda or not? And says the Rashba, since it's not Mefurish Lamaisa, in the Pusik we call that a Tolda, which fits Rashi, Behedja. Rashi said the word Behedja, even though Rashi and Rif did not. But Lamaisa, Rashi says, anything learned from a Diuk is not an Av, it's called a Tolda. Okay, Svi, back to Rashi. It's getting late, we got to get to Chumash. Let's go back to Rashi, okay? Then we'll have to finish this up on Sunday, B'Zashem, the Rashi and the Rashi with the second Tosfos. Go ahead. Mechalia. Okay. Very good. So he says that if it's Edi V'Edi, one is talking about what? Lo Mechalia Karna, that's Veshilach. And what is Beer talking about? Where it's Mechalia Karna. Go ahead. V'Kashya. Heicha. Yeah, I think he changes it to Heichi, yes? Heichi Matzil Meimar. How can you say Idi Vidi Yashen? Had Mechayakar, had Lo Mechayakar. Go ahead.
So, Mechala Heba.
What's Rashi's kasha? Why do you need both psukim of a shilach of beer to tell me one machalya karna, the other one lo machalya karna? Which is which? Shilach is lo machalya, beer is machalya. What's Rashi's kasha? Write one pasuk. Which one? The shilach. And the shilach's talking about what? Lo machalya. If lo machalya is chayav, then kol shekein what? Kol shekein machalya is chayav. And Matthew pointed out very astutely in Seder, you see Rashi holds onshin mamon minadin. Like we what? Like Tosa said in Bezim and Aleph, that our sugya holds. Very excellent hara. You see onshin mamon minadin. We're willing to learn out of onish from what? From a kavel koimer. So what is Rashi asking? If I only had, you guys got to get this. If I only had the shilach, what would shilach talk about? Lo mechaya karen, lo mechaya karen eschayv, kol shekein mechaya karen. Great kasha. What's Tosis teretz? What's Rashi's teretz? In fact, you know what? Before you do the answer, look at the second Tosis, guys. Go ahead. Vaha. That's what he says it. He says exactly what I said. Write ubir. I'm sorry, write v'shilach and don't write beer. Learn out based on a kosh game. Tosis says the same thing as Matthew said. Onshin momen min adin. Why do you need two psukim? What's the teretz? Go ahead, back to Rashi.
Teretz, ime hai karaha la mina.
Oh, what's the answer? What does Rashi say the answer is? If I only had one pasuk, what would I say that pasuk talking about? I would say it's only talking about what? Mechalia. Not lo mechalia. Maybe lo mechalia wouldn't be chayiv. I want to teach the pashut chiddush. I want to teach the simpler chiddush. So if I only had one pasuk, I would say mechalia is chayiv, not mechalia. Hilkach, but once I have the psukim that tell me the what? Go ahead, Hilkach. Oh, now that I know Idi Vidi Ashein, go ahead. What's Mishalche Regal Ashur? That was a pasuk where? Excellent, Navi. That's the one that told me, the Shulach told me Regal. If it wasn't for a pasuk and Navi, what would I think? They're both talking about Shein. One lo machalya, one machalya. You got that? So that's what Rashi says. What does Tosis say? Look back at the second Tosis. What's Tosis' the answer? What did that mean? Anyone figure that out? What does Tosis mean in the answer?
Because then you would only think that shleach on if I send.
I would only think you're chayiv when you actually send the animal physically. Maybe if it went on its own, you wouldn't be chayiv. So if it had the shleach, I would think when it eats, it's chayiv only if I sent the animal. But if it went on its own and ate, I wouldn't be chayiv, which is ridiculous. Chayiv no matter what. So Tosis give a completely different teretz than who? Then Rashi. What we have to do in the beginning of Shira on Sunday is figure out why Rashi said what he said and why Tosis didn't like Rashi's answer and gave his own answer. Okay, we got to build up a whole mahalakha based on that. Okay, let's go to Chumash now. Everyone, guys, you got to be there on Sunday. Remember we said Sunday is just as chashuv. Okay? Just as chashuv, maybe more chashuv. In a serious way, also, I wanted to know